You're listening to The Football Hour with Alex Mearns.
Alex Mearns here with one of your favourite features, Transfer Time Tunnel. And I always say it, money, money, money must be funny in a football world. Money, 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 always sunny in the Transfer Time Tunnel world. Ah, all the things I could do if I had a little money. It's a rich, rich football world. Why am I singing ABBA in a semi-Yorkshire accent? Well, it's because I'm about to do Transfer Time Tunnel. It's a new feature solely based on Romelu Lukaku and Kyle Walker's big money moves this summer. 75 mil for Lukaku and 50 mil for Walker. You've got to be kidding me, don't you? The Premier League money is making my eyes water. I am crying in the studio. It's strange, isn't it? The money is stupid. So, I thought I'd imagine what some players from the past would cost in this day and age if a Premier League club wanted to buy them. So, welcome to Transfer Time Tunnel, where I calculate the total price for some of history's greatest sides. Have you ever thought what Brazilian Ronaldo would cost if Lukaku cost 75 mil? Or what Real Madrid's team that won five European Cups would cost in the 50s? Well, I am going to work it out. Tonight's Transfer Time Tunnel squad is Arsenal's 2003-2004 Invincibles team. Oh yes, Arsenal fans, featuring the Whippet Thierry Henry, the Wizard Robert Pires, and the Brick, the Rock, Patrick Vieira. What we do is simple. We start from the goalie, we work our way forward, going through the transfer prices of what I think each player would be worth now. And then, obviously, we'll work out the total for the team. I'll make a chart of all the team's totals and we'll see who the most expensive team from history in today's current market is. Currently, England's World Cup winning squad, 1966, is the highest. 740 million, beating Liverpool's 1978 squad by about 20 million. Short change that, 20 mil, in this day and age. So, how much will Arsene Wenger's boys cost? Let's kick off. In goal, the crazy, mad goalkeeper, we wouldn't have it any other way, Jens Lehmann. He holds, I don't know if you know this, the record for the most Champions League consecutive clean sheets, having not conceded a goal in 10 matches in one Champions League season. Incredible from that lad. Absolutely incredible. Now he's coaching at Arsenal. God, that's gone by quick, hasn't it? He played all 38 games in that historic Premier League season. UEFA Goalkeeper of the Year? I've won two, says Jens Lehmann. 34, though, in 2004. So, no sell-on value there. I'm going to just put him at 10 million, which is very cheap. Arsenal, we're moving on to the defence now. They predominantly played 4-4-1-1. So let's start at right back. A very steady performer that season. Slightly underrated, I'd say. Top defender in one-on-one situations. We saw that against his big battles against Ryan Giggs and Manchester United. We're talking about Lauren. Do you remember? Do you remember Lauren? 27 in 2004. But I think Lauren would cost, in this day and age, £38 million to prime him from Arsenal. First centre-back we're talking about today. Well, it's Mr. Kolo Touré. What a legend Kolo Touré is.
Kolo, 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 Touré.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, yes, not only was he a great centre-back, but one of the greatest football songs of all time was made out of his name. Right, that's enough of that then. I had to play that, though, didn't I? If we're talking about Kolo Touré, we've got to play that song. So, let's do his transfer fee, shall we? Premier League winner at Man City, at Arsenal, and in Scotland with Celtic. 23 years old in 2004, would have been one of the most highly rated young defenders on the planet of Earth. So, that would skyrocket his price. That's why I'm thinking Kolo Touré, If you bought him in 2004, in today's market, I think he'd cost £55 million to prize him out of Highbury. Next to Colo is the man who Spurs fans still have nightmares about. I know you do, Spurs fans. You wake up in a hot sweat going, Sol Campbell. Oh, why did you do it to us, Sol? Why did you do it? Sol Campbell, who is the bloke who knows how to throw the cat well amongst the pigeons and the Spurs fans well amongst the Arsenal fans. Centre-back, 255 appearances for Spurs, 135 for Arsenal, and a total of 73 for England. We all know Campbell was a strong, athletic, imposing defender, good positional sense, and was a strong tackler, obviously for a centre-half. Brilliant in the air. Two leagues, two FA Cups for Arsenal, maybe proving Spurs fans that he left for a good reason. I'm sorry I said that, but he was getting on. In 2004, that's why I'm going to go with just £35 million. That's cheap. Go and get yourself a Sol Campbell. Right, left back, Ashley Cole. Could have been an Arsenal legend. However, he nearly crashed his Bentley when he was offered £55,000 a week. What a poor guy. What a poor guy. However, 107 England caps. Maybe England's greatest ever left back. Do you know how many Premier Leagues? Three. Do you know how many FA Cups? Seven. Champions League, Europa League, Community Shield, League Cup. The lad has got the lot. Ashley Cole, in 2004, was 23. Imagine if Chelsea wanted to buy him now. That's why I think Cole would cost 65 mil. Easy. I think I might be short there. So the back four and goalkeeper cost a total of 203 million. After the break, we're going to be talking about the men in midfield and that guy with a bit of vavavoom.
You're listening to The Football Hour with Alex Mearns.
Right, transfer time tunnel into the midfield of Arsenal's invincible squad. Let's start on the left. Robert Pires, such a wonderful technical player, like a ballet dancer on the ball. Such deft touch. Could curl it, could occasionally blast it, could really do anything other than defend. He won the World Cup and Euros in 73 appearances for France. He was 30 in 2004 though, so that would affect his fee. So I'm going to go for 53 mil. If Sigurdsson is worth 40 going to Everton, and he's a few years younger than Pires, please, Arsenal fans, don't think I'm comparing Sigurdsson with Pires, but I'm just saying his age is a bit older, which will affect his transfer fee. Come on, you know. Into central midfield, the Premier League's beast, one of the best central midfielders of all time, Mr. Patrick Vieira. Strong, fast, dynamic, and went to battle with one of the toughest blokes to ever play football. That bloke is Roy Keane. He dared to challenge the norm. He imposed himself onto the league better than any other foreign player at the time. I'm going Pogba money. Maybe more, you know. He was 28 in 2004, but he's double the player Pogba is. I'm going with 95 mil. That's steep. I know, football friends, but I don't care. What a player. Next to Vieira, another gem. World Cup winner and Brazil legend, Gilberto Silva, won the league with Arsenal, assured on the ball. He set the tempo of Arsenal's play. 170 appearances for Arsenal, was 27 in 2004, so prime years for a centre mid. I'm going with 55 million in today's market. If Paulinho cost Barca 35, Gilberto Silva's death's worth 55. To the right, Freddy Lundberg. You remember this guy? A rapid, direct winger. This is where Arsenal, I think, excelled. They had very varied players. Some graceful like Bergkamp and Pires, but some direct like Lundberg. He also looked fantastic in a pair of Calvin Kleins. Scored in two FA Cup final wins. 27 in 2004. Winger. Neymar's going for 200. I'm thinking Lundberg would be worth 85. Why not? Why not, football friends? He's class. Now, onto one of the most gifted Premier League players of all time, the non-flying Dutchman, Dennis the Menace Bergkamp. His goal against Newcastle has been voted the best in Premier League history. Fully deserved. 37 goals in 73 appearances for Holland. Yes, please, I'm Dennis Bergkamp. A player I adored watching and admiring. He was very strong on the ball, actually brushed defenders off him sometimes, and Ian Wright called him the Arsenal Messiah. He said he came to save Arsenal. He was 35 in 2004, but still played 28 times in their title campaign. Dennis, I'm sorry. Because of your age, I'm going to have to go with 15 mil. Had you have been 10 years younger, you'd be in the hundreds. Hundreds of millions. But you weren't. You were 35, so I'm going to go with 15. Now, on to the greatest Premier League striker I have ever witnessed. Thierry Henry. Va-va-voom, mate. Wow. Arsenal and France's record goal scorer made every team he played in three or four times better, easily. Love to cut in on that right. Can you imagine this? Are you imagining Henry cutting in on the right, curling it bottom right corner of the net? Every goalkeeper knew where he was going, but could never stop him. He's got a statue outside the Emirates. He's won the Euros. He's won the World Cup, Premier League, Champions League, FA Cup, La Liga. He would be worth, in today's market, 210 million. I know. Don't adjust your radio sets. Don't adjust your podcast. Don't adjust your headphones. 210 million. I think that makes him the most expensive player ever to appear on Transfer Time Tunnel. Congratulations, Thierry. Add that to your Wikipedia page. It also brings Arsenal's Invincibles transfer total in today's current market a total of £716 million. A big total, but doesn't beat England, but does beat Liverpool's 1978 squad by £1 million. So that puts Arsenal second in the Transfer Time Tunnel table. Congratulations, the Gunners. You're not fourth for one.
You're listening to The Football Hour with Alex Mearns.
All right, football friends. Alex here. I know the podcast is meant to be over, but I have something to ask. At the moment, I am producing, presenting, and editing the podcast all on my own. Don't feel too sorry for me. I do love doing it. However, I feel as though I am letting the podcast down slightly. I don't have enough time in my schedule to fully keep on top of our Facebook or Twitter accounts. I want to grow our Facebook and Twitter followers in order to reach new listeners. So what I'm asking is if there's anyone out there listening who wants to get into the world of journalism, wants to get into the world of social media, wants to get in the media world, I have a sort of opportunity for you. If this is your thing, I would love for one of you, one of the Football Hour listeners, to be our social media manager. So I will put you in charge of all our social media accounts, our Facebook and Twitter. And it's your responsibility to make creative tweets, make amazing Facebook posts which reach new audiences, and to develop our listeners and develop our followers on all our social media accounts. If anyone would like to take this responsibility and help me out, basically, you're doing me a massive favour. You would be in charge of at the Football Hour Twitter account, and you'd be in charge of the Football Hour Facebook account. You would make posts about the podcast and you would interact with our listeners. That's all you've got to do. Simple as that. If you would like that opportunity to be our social media manager on The Football Hour, just follow us on Twitter at The Football Hour and DM us your details. And I'll give you a call. Just drop your number and I'll give you a call and you can basically have full responsibility of our Twitter and Facebook account. Please, one of you, take up that responsibility. I need you, football friends.